You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with LaTanya Taylor, author and business owner at Hypnotic Creations, a company with a mission of mindset transformation. LaTanya, pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it is our pleasure as well. So, LaTanya, you are an entrepreneur as well as an author. Please tell us about your book to get things rolling today.
So my book is titled The Voice Within. It's a story of a young girl that struggles to find herself after experiencing sexual abuse in early childhood and domestic violence as a young adult. The events in the book are based on my real life. My motivation for writing the book was to help others that struggle with self-esteem and acceptance. So in the book, I share my story in great detail as a means to relate to the experience of powerlessness. So oftentimes, when a person experiences a traumatic event such as abuse, they are often left with that mindset that keeps them stagnant in life. There are so many emotional obstacles that remain behind. That was my experience. Even though I pictured myself in a happier and healthier space, I lack the knowledge and mindset to get there. So this book takes the reader through those inner conversations of pain to triumph.
Certainly sounds like a must read, especially for anyone that's going through anything traumatic or anything that are experiencing anything that you've mentioned from your experience. Now, tell us what motivated you to entrepreneurship.
Well, after experiencing my situation of abuse and overcoming those mental setbacks, I developed a passion to help others do the same. I personally felt I needed to prove to myself that I could be successful. So my goal became to bring value to the world through my own expression. I chose personal development in the form of mindset transformation. I believe everybody has a God-given talent. We all have skills and ideas inside of us, and many people are living unfulfilled because those dreams and ideas have no way of expression. They're buried under emotions that haven't been processed, like guilt, self-doubt, and limiting beliefs. So I started Hypnotic Creations to serve others by helping them clear those blockages and say yes to life's possibilities.
It makes a lot of sense. Now, Hypnotic Creations is a very intriguing name. What is the significance?
So I named my company Hypnotic Creations because it's a mind hack. From the time we're born into this world, we are indoctrinated with beliefs. Most of those beliefs are falsities or untruths. We inherit those from our parents, educational institutions, and people of influence in our lives. Their beliefs are basically projected onto us, and we adopt those beliefs as our own. And then as we grow in life and we experience our own challenges, we replay those stories in our mind. So in essence, we've really been hypnotized to a belief system that doesn't serve us. So as we grow, we must transform our mind by debunking those beliefs. And so we create the life that we want to live. So Hypnotic Creations is a culmination of reprogramming the mind to create what we want, regardless of our past experiences.
Today we are speaking with LaTanya Taylor, author and business owner at Hypnotic Creations, a company with a mission of mindset transformation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, LaTanya, what makes working with you at Hypnotic Creations stand out from any competition that you would have?
Well, for starters, I'm a regular, everyday, down-to-earth person. I don't have formal education. I don't possess major awards or medals of honor. What I do have is a passion, and I like to see people win. I've been at the bottom of the bucket and had to pull myself up without a cheerleader. And so now I get the chance to be the cheerleader and the coach for my clients. I wouldn't be as passionate about helping others say yes to life's possibilities had I not said yes to my own. So what I do is bring that energy, determination, compassion, and understanding into all of my client relationships.
Also, LaTanya, what's next for you? Is there anything in the works that we should know about?
Well, I'm designing a course for the at-risk youth population and the penal system. I want to serve those greatly affected with hardships. I facilitate a 5-week, 5-step online course called Life Beyond Survival. Each week, I meet with my clients. We work on our mindset transformation. We start with acknowledging. It's important to acknowledge where we are. We have to be truthful with ourselves. And then we work our way to empowerment. Life visioning is a very important aspect of the course. If you can see yourself in a better situation, then you can plan out the steps to get there. I really, really believe this course to be very beneficial for the age group of people transitioning into adulthood and those transitioning back into society from incarceration.
Now, if someone wants to get a copy of your book or sign up for the workshop, how would they get in touch with you in those regards?
Well, I could be reached on my website, which is www.hypnoticcreations.com. And let me spell that out for you. Hypnotic is spelled HYPNOTIQUE Creations, CREATIONS.com. The book is available on my website, and also you can sign up for the online course there as well.
You can't beat that. All in one location makes it certainly simple for those trying to get in contact and get more information. Lastly, what advice would you give to someone no longer in an abusive situation but still suffering emotionally? Talk to us about that in conclusion.
Actually, I would say that you're not alone. I know and understand what it's like to engage in life, but want to engage in life, but really don't know how. I understand how it feels to have those self-doubts and just feel like you're not good enough. But I would tell them that you have value and greatness. Everyone does inside of you. And each day that you're alive is a reason for you to celebrate. You've already proven that you deserve more by leaving the situation. And now it's up to you to owe it to yourself to live your best life possible. This is the perfect time for you. And mindset transformation is a tool to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. All you have to do is imagine what's possible and then say yes to those possibilities.
LaTanya, it certainly has been a delight to have had you with us. I think what you offer is phenomenal, and I'm sure that you are a big help to those in need, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with LaTanya Taylor, the author and business owner at Hypnotic Creations, a company with a mission of mindset transformation. And for all the details, visit hypnoticcreations.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can find our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.